Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. So, night one, you basically, just super, super generically speaking, fucked my shit up.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, I think I even said, I was like, whatever happens tonight has to be real easy, because...
No, you didn't even say that. You said, tonight is a hand job only.
Oh, that's right!
And that you would masturbate yourself. You needed a tune-up. That's what needed to happen.
What do you mean?
Being a brat.
I don't understand what you're talking about. All right. Here we go. Well, I'm here, not in the Bahamas, as I have previously reported, but I'm in the Virgin Islands with Cowboy N.
Yep.
And the rain is coming down. We've been here for how many days now?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 6 days.
Six?
You got here Saturday, so 5 days.
5 days.
Yeah. You've been flying. That's counting right. The day you left is 6 days.
Correct. And you've already done some pretty terrible, unthinkable things to me.
Yeah, horrible, unforgivable things.
That's right. And so I'm going to ask you a question I always ask that you never have an answer for. You ready for that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, there's a couple that you never have an answer for, so I'm just going to ask him every damn time we talk, and maybe somewhere along the lines you're going to have an answer. Okay. First of all, the question is, what happens to me when you start doing your crazy shit to me? Like, when I go into that, like, what are you doing? It's putting me into that just mind shut off mode.
Well, that's two questions.
No, that's the same one.
You said, what are you doing? And then you asked, what do I do?
Okay.
So what happens to Layla, and then what do I do to Layla to make it happen?
Okay, answer both. There we go.
Well, that's what you asked.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So pretty much you go quiet, which is rare form. So that's
correct.
Like, literally, it's the mute button instant. So
that's probably like the most you could hope for.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty tall feat. So
that is a tall feat. But
yeah, it's definitely the mute button. I don't know. It's about that deep right there.
Now you have to explain what you just showed me.
Well, I mean, if they could figure it out, they would. Everybody could do it.
Oh, you don't get, we want to give away the trade secrets. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second part of that.
What do I do? Well, I mean, that depends. I mean, that depends on what's going on, whether you're, you know, what kind of mood you're in or whatever. So we got a pretty long history now, like literally 2 years and a month. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
We said we joked and said, what are we doing on Valentine's Day when we were in Wyoming? And here we are.
Yeah.
We're in the Bahamas.
Yeah. No. We're in the Virgin Islands. You people. But anyway, so, I mean, it depends. So, like, you know, back when I met you like 2 years ago, what used to, I don't know if it would scare you or just make you go quiet, but things that worked then are a little different. Not to say like, not that you're jaded. It's just that you're starting to figure out what, you know, kind of what you like, and things are changing, but just depends on the mood, you know? I mean, if you're in the mood to fight, then it's something different. If you're just there to,
when am I happens. In the mood to fight? What do you mean?
Do I know? When you said
tell
when?
Tell me if I'm in the mood to fight.
Yeah.
When's that?
Like in Kansas.
And here.
Yeah. And here.
Okay, so how does that, so when I'm in the mood to fight, then what do you do?
Terrible, unforgivable things. 2 days of recuperation. That's things.
Right. That's right. Maybe we should talk about night one.
Can't ride in the Jeep the next day type things.
So, night one, you basically... just super, super generically speaking, fucked my shit up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And the next day, we went off-roading.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we were going to go off-roading, but we went off-roading.
No, yeah, you didn't know. You never know. I mean, I don't...
You don't give
I don't
me
have
a,
an agenda that I hand out.
A warning.
Out. Yeah. There's no syllabus to this.
No. But we went off-roading, and my... asshole and my vagina felt like they were just tore up and bouncing around. That was really hard. And I remember, I think I even said, I was like, whatever happens tonight has to be real easy, because
no, you didn't even say that. You said tonight is a hand job only.
Oh, that's right.
And that you would masturbate yourself. Pretty much no touchy.
That's right. I prefaced it with, tonight is a hand job only for you, and I will masturbate myself. You're not allowed to touch any of this with your gorilla hands, because you messed this up. I needed some recuperation, some down safety time. So, what can you just tell everyone what you did to me on night one? Let's list all the things, shall we?
List all the things?
Yeah.
You needed a tune-up. That's what needed to happen.
What do you mean?
Being a brat.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Kind of got used to getting your way.
Well, what do you mean? Oh, I always, what are you talking about? Of course I got my way.
Of course you got your way.
Well, I hadn't seen you in a while.
No, you haven't.
So.
3 months, 3 months, November.
Yeah. And a girl can get really uppity in 3 months.
Oh, yeah. She also talks a lot of shit in 3 months, too.
What are you talking about?
The why do you hold back?
You
why
do?
Yeah, I do for a reason. Why do you take your time?
We're going to get to that.
All that stuff. So
we'll get that's coming next. But let's get back to night one. As I was getting my, and I'll put this in air quotes, tune up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, can you please describe for everybody what my tune up was all about?
Oh, fixing that alligator mouth of yours is what it was.
And how did you do that?
Different things. Spankings, biting. Throat fuck, fingering, anal, cross anal,
wait,
butt plug,
uh-huh,
Oh, I mean,
slapping.
Oh yeah, slapping too. That's new for you. Yeah.
That you've slapped me a couple times before.
Yeah, but not like
not like that. That was, and also some derogatory comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And you were also
not quite insulting, but definitely derogatory.
Yep. And you were also making me say who's what?
Oh, everything. Whose ass is this? Whose pussy is that?
That's right. Yeah. Did we miss anything here? Let me see.
Probably.
Oh, a little choking.
Yeah, choking. A little more than a little bit.
Yeah. So
I just about took that fucking Hitachi and broke it in half.
You almost did.
Yeah.
You were pissed.
You don't know how close it was for me slinging through that front door over there.
You slung that thing far.
I snatched it literally out of the outlet.
You did.
I was hoping I'd left the plug in the outlet when I did it.
Oh!
Yeah.
I would have been heartbroken.
It would have been all right.
I would have been like, Amazon, send me another one. I'm still here for quite a few more days. So, yeah, that was different. That was another level.
Yeah.
But I've been asking for you to push me to another level for a while. And yeah. We seem to get caught in this. You and I go back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
About how far to push me, because I'm always saying, push me, push me, push me. And then you're saying,
I ask you which direction you want to go.
And?
Then you say, like, why do I have to make the decisions? Why is this and that? You start blowing up. So I'm like, all right, fine. We'll put that on the list. And we'll deal with that in a couple of months. And then you get day one. While you're being trying to do what the hell you want to do and not what you're supposed to do. And then that's why you have problems riding in the Jeep the next day and have to wear big sunglasses.
Well, I didn't have to wear big sunglasses now. But I definitely want you to push me, and I definitely have complained that I want it faster. But I also will say that you've done a very good job so far, because I'm still here, clearly. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you are still here.
You're doing something.
So something's working.
Something's working.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, this is another question I ask you every time.
Oh, shit.
I don't know that we have an answer. I'm going to keep asking it until I come up with a damn good one. But pull your head up. Come on. You and I.
Yeah.
So different.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but what is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on. You must have some clue.
Why must I be the enlightened one?
Because.
And you the pupil?
That's right.
Why do I have to know?
I'm here to learn. I'm your grasshopper. Oh.
So I'm supposed to know. I don't know. You don't get to pick who you're chemically attracted to.
Is that, that's it, huh?
I believe in it. 100%. I believe in chemical attraction. I know people think like universe and stars and planetary bullshit, but I don't know. I've always been a pretty scientific, basic person, you know? So you're either chemically attracted to somebody or you're not. You know, sorry to tell them, but that's what love is. It's nothing but a chemical attraction.
I think that you're right, actually, yeah. Because that explains why sometimes somebody just, it's like they could be your what you think your physical perfection is, your even your on paper list. And for some reason, it's like, it just, something's not working. Something's not jibing. And I think it's a chemical. I think at the end of the day, I really do. I think it's a chemical thing. It just, if the chemicals are there or they're not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, it just, if you're going to have a repeat, there has to be, it has to be something more than, oh yeah, she looks pretty good. You know, I mean, you can, I don't know. It's never difficult to find somebody who looks good. I don't think it, you know, when you really pull it down to, it's not hard to find somebody who's attractive at all. But to find somebody who, you know, will do that thing you like, that's a little bit different.
That thing you like. Yeah. I know. Well, and as I'm finding out, that thing I like is a lot more off the beaten path than...
Yeah.
Then that's, it's getting even, it's become even a much more narrow playing field, which I'm almost a little bit kicking myself, you know, like, okay, you did this, you just thought this was like a little bucket list item. I'm just going to do this and scratch off the list and just have one little encounter and that'll be, oh, okay, I tried BDSM. Well, little did I know that the door was going to swing open and then I was going to try a lot of stuff in that genre. And
yeah, I mean, yeah, you've done quite a bit comparatively. I mean, like if I took Saturday Night Layla and then introduced her to, what was it, January 18th or whatever, 2 years ago, Layla.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, you would have ran out of the restaurant. You'd have been like, you're going to do fucking what to me? Like, I don't fucking think so.
Yeah.
You'd been like, no, big motherfucker, not you. We'll start with somebody smaller, but not you.
Well, wait a minute now. I don't like small guys. So I don't know if we would start with anybody smaller.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if I'd, I mean, that, you haven't described how big I am, huh?
Yeah.
Like on the profile or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knows you're a big
dude.
Big, tall dude. Yeah. Big, tall, white guy.
Oh, yeah.
Southern.
Deep South.
In case you can't hear. Hey,
if you ain't figured it out yet.
In case you didn't hear that and you're not picking up on that.
It's not a Russian accent.
No. Yeah. No, it's really not.
No. Not at all.
He's not faking it. This is legit.
Yeah. Yeah, this is actually like a not accent at all.
Uh-huh. That's the real deal.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we kind of got an answer to that question about its chemicals. I think you're right, because I have been just like trying to logically figure it out. And I've had, you know, kind of chemical stuff before. And, you know, every time you have it, it's like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. It drives me crazy because I'm more like, I gotta have it in the box. It's gotta go here. It's gotta go here. It doesn't go there. What do I do with this? Holy shit. You know, it spins my brain. But what you do after you spin my brain, because I don't understand why this chemical thing is going on, you quiet it, which is, that's the whole fucking trip.
Was that part though? So like when you put it in that context, that's not, so that's pretty much just setting the tempo for what's going on. So I mean, I've said it like a dozen times before. There is no, you know, this isn't choreographed. There is no syllabus to what's going on. So just depends on the day, whatever I feel like is going on that day. But yeah, I mean, so if.
Do you have a mood? Do you like walk in a mood sometimes? You're like, this is what I'm doing. Or other times you're like, well, let's just see.
Oh, yeah. Every time it's. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know what other guys do. I mean, I don't really make love to very many men, obviously. So it's not like I can tell you what their normal play-by-play is. So, but I mean, I would hope guys don't like rehearse that shit in their head and be like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. But I mean, I hope it's not that. Dear God, if you got a guy like that, I'm sorry.
I don't know. But, I don't think I do. I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, I come in with moods like, yeah, flat out. I'm like, I'm fixing to beat the bottom out of this. Like, I mean, yeah, it's 100%. But I mean, I'm kind of a high testosterone kind of guy. So, I mean, yeah, especially if you fuck with me while I'm at work and then I come out and then you keep on, we'll go out to dinner. And that's the other thing. I mean, I may be in a mood, but I'm a pretty damn patient guy, so I will make your ass wait.
I hate that. I hate that. That's the one thing where you and I fucking butt heads, because I want what I want when I want it, and you are like, nope. You're on your own fucking slow ass Southern time frame, and it drives me up a goddamn wall.
Oh yeah. We're going to go, we're going to eat, we're going to hang out, we're going
to
talk.
I'm like, why do we need to eat?
We're going to drink.
let's just get to it.
Then we'll come back to the house.
Ugh.
And then I'll let you figure out if you want to ask for more or you want to beg for an apology, one of the two.
So. Oh!
Saturday, you didn't know if you needed to call the cops or not.
Oh my God. That was, you said... Before I came out, you said you were going to do that, but I wanted you to.
Yeah. Yeah. You kept saying, you're like, well, I want one more level. I want another one.
I want another level. Yeah.
Well, every time you come out, we do a little bit more, And then this time you talked a lot of shit.
I did.
And then you kept pushing during it. So
I did.
As long as you keep pushing, I don't care. There's always the next level. There's always a baseball bat with tacks on it.
That's always... not for me. It's for someone else.
Yeah, somebody else.
So, how many other levels? I did another podcast, and so somebody was asking me today. What, like, my end point was, like, how far would I go with this? And I just said, I don't know. I thought that was a good question.
That's like, pretty good. Like, how far would you take?
How far will I take this? Like,
so, well, that, so there's too many avenues to. You know, when people ask those kind of fucking questions, they're not into BDSM or whatever you want to title it as. Like, that's a given. So when they're like, oh, how far are you going to take this? They're, you know, I mean, I don't know, like, roll me in gasoline and set me on fire. Like, how far do you, you know, everybody's different. So you got pain. Some people like the helplessness part of it. Some people like the... you know, the strength part of it. It just depends on what, you know, the part, you know, pretty much the question I keep fucking asking you, like, where are you going? You know, you've been doing this now for 2 years. So it's like, what path do you find more, not necessarily enjoyable, but more exploratory? Like, mm-hmm. Do you like pain more?
Yeah.
You know, you like the rope bondage a good bit, you know, things like, you know, just depends on what you're doing.
I don't like the blindfolding very much, though.
Yeah, you'll get over that. We're going to... That's part of that pushing the limit thing that you keep asking for. It's not every limit that you like to be pushed.
I don't like that limit to be pushed.
Yeah.
You know what?
You have no valid reason to not like it.
I do.
So.
Are you ready to hear the answer?
Sure.
Because... I like seeing what's going on. It's, I mean, the visual stimulation of it. I mean, you know, I like to look down. You know, I like to look down and like I like to see your cock going in and out of me.
Oh yeah.
I like to see what's going on. It's hot.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
So for me, it turns me on. It's part of, you know, seeing the act it's there's of course feeling it and all that, but seeing it as well.
Yeah.
It's hot. So when you take that, that's part of my enjoyment, you know, and like taking it away. I guess I haven't really discovered what depriving me of it, what new senses replace that are better.
Right. Exactly.
So
it's no different than it's like, it's just like you said, it's nothing different than another sense. So it'd be the same as like orgasm denial, or,
which I don't like.
Oh, you say you don't like it.
I don't like it. Let's.
You may not like it, but Jesus Christ, do you like it?
No.
There's no denying that.
No.
That's. You may not. I don't think anybody actually likes it, but Jesus, do you like it?
No, I got to go on record right now. I don't like it.
But her body does. Holy shit.
I don't like it. It's awful.
Yeah. But you're like.
No.
You're twice as wet.
Well, I'm fucking dying.
Yeah. And then you come for like 45 seconds straight.
Because it's all these built up.
Sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Shut up.
It's so bad.
Shut up.
I came for a minute long.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just telling you, I don't want that. I don't want that. Oh, I really, really don't like that. And you should take into account some of the things I like and don't like, right? Yes, that's the deal.
I take into account. And then when you do something I don't like, you get something that you don't like. AKA Saturday.
Yeah. Wait.
That was a lot of not listening. Okay.
Well, you know what's okay, so funny thing about that, I will say this. What I definitely noticed was last night.
Yeah.
All it took was you like, if you swatted my hand away, you know, did you notice I did not even like push it.
She's
I
was like, nope, I'm not bucking this system.
I kind of was laughing to myself today when I was on the treadmill because I was like,
oh, that shit works.
I'll be damned. I mean, like,
that system works.
You were saying like, oh, you need a tune up. I'm like, fuck that. What do you mean? I don't fucking need no tune up. What are you talking about? You haven't seen me. You don't know shit. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I had all this back talk in my head right before I got out here, and then after Saturday night, the re-breaking in, and then after that, it's like, okay. I'm not okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to do that. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I won't do that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Didn't mean to. Totally different attitude.
It's a proven system.
Four out of five bitches disagree. Four out of five bitches agree.
Four out of five bitches agree.
Yeah. You will not touch that Hitachi when you're not supposed to.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Oh, so yeah. You were trying to get down. I mean, but that's also part of the play too. So I mean, you're gonna push both sides, but and having a partner that's, you know, not. I mean, just
well, you have
everybody.
To know. You have to push. I mean,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to push a limit, or I have to find out where is the limit.
Right. Exactly. So and then another thing is having a partner that's capable to go the next limit up, you know, and not overstep another limit, you know. I mean, yeah, I could have went to DEFCON 5, and but it would have, I mean, it, you know.
But I would have been enjoying the rest of my stay here by myself.
Yeah, exactly. You know. So that's what I told you too before, when you're like, you know, I want more, and I'm like, well, we're gonna go as. We'll take the pace of whatever it falls out to be. And then you're like, well, what's the worst that could happen? And I'm like, well, you know, I could literally physically and emotionally hurt you. And then this whole fucking thing will go down ball of flame.
I know. Oh, that's a good point. I don't think I ever, you said you have physically hurt me. Obviously that's a self-explanatory. I know that. when you say emotionally hurt me, tell me what you mean by that.
Well, like, I mean,
you
could
be calling me some natty and some bad name, and that would hurt my feelings. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously there's insults and stuff like that. And then after knowing somebody long enough, you can really say things that would totally, you know, I don't say like, I don't think that something I said could hurt you, but yeah, fucking piss you off. Absolutely. But in a physical sense, like with BDSM and everything, you know, if I was to 100% ignore anything that you told me and go to some levels that you are not prepared to go to, and I mean it literally would be a level of rape.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, whether, you know, all joking aside, at that point, yeah, it totally fucks with somebody's head. There's dozens and dozens of stories of people that where the dominant wasn't, you know, educated enough or wasn't tuned in enough or just didn't give a fuck, one of the two, and overstepped boundaries that were, you know, if you want to call them hard limits or whatever you want to call them, you know, but completely overstepped boundaries. And, you know, when you get inside somebody's head, you know, that's a way different deal than bruises and cut lips. Mm-hmm. You know, when, you know, it's like an abuse victim, it's not the bruises and the cut lip that fucked her head up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it can go both ways. And it's not hard to overstep a boundary like that inside of an intimate atmosphere. So, you know, I mean, so for all the guys that are out there that like, oh, I'm a dominant, or yeah, I'm a dom, and you're going to do it this way, or da 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 da, you know, I mean, you got to pay attention to those jackasses, because, I mean, they can, I mean, if somebody's giving them the power to do something, they can royally fuck something up. And, you know, we're talking more than a black eye or, you know,
yeah,
you can really fuck with somebody's head.
Yeah. Bad.
And most women, you know, a lot of women who are looking for the submissive side, I'm not going to say they're fragile or anything, but they often have a target that has led them to the submissive side. Some people use it to get away from previous abuse. Some people use it to go to a place that they're not in charge anymore. Some people use it to find a place that, you know, it's a calming place, or, you know, everybody's got a different reasoning behind it. And as soon as you step outside of the, you know, the whole trust thing, I mean, the whole thing goes away. Like, you've lost all the ground that you've gone on, you know, that you've built and everything. So that could be, you know, that could be going and disrespecting, you know, someone verbally. That can, you know, some people just can't take that part. You know, it could be, you know, calling them out on their physical appearance. It could be pushing a foot. It could be anything.
Hello. Yeah. You said you wanted me, what was it? You were going to give me donuts or make me gain 20 pounds or what was that about?
So it was like,
you want to see what I look like with 20 pounds on me?
Well, no, see what you're not
my
letting
butt
on.
Butt looks like. It.
So Little Miss Thing had a point where she gained almost 10 pounds, and it had been a while since.
I was not big, though.
I didn't say you were big. I said you gained 10 pounds. And so it had been a while since we had seen each other. I was back in the Bay. And when she did show up, her ass looked fucking amazing.
Oh, God. Well, that's because, let me preface this, because I no longer had my white girl cracker ass.
No.
I had something different.
Yeah. So her ass looked amazing, and she had some really good curves, which she has amazing curves already. And so it just took almost a year before the conversation came back up, because she brought it up herself. And then I was like, she's like, well, when did you think? I said, I've seen you both really thin, and I've seen you with weight. And she's like, well, when did I have weight? thinking that I didn't actually know. And I called out the exact day and she's like, oh my God. So we literally spent the last hour at the bar talking about, I was like, well, I said, that was 10. I want to see what 20 pounds does. You know, she's like mortified. So
I am mortified. That will never happen.
I'm going to start sliding donuts to her.
Well, hold on. Our deal is we're going to put this on record right now.
Oh, crap.
If we ever come to that agreement, it will be the terms loosely, and we haven't really gotten to the fine print, but we'll loosely define the definition of what would happen. And that would be, if I were to gain 20 pounds, then you would have to wear, let me dress you. You'd be wearing skinny jeans.
No, that's not what it was. It would be if the bet, because we couldn't figure out what the bet was. You wanted to have a bet where you dressed me for a week.
That's right.
And I'm like, well, it would have to be something pretty damn serious for me to bet against it. And then we found out that I'm like, all right. So if there was a thing that we were ever to bet on, your wager would be 20 pounds.
Right.
And then the other wager would be you dress me for a week.
That's right. With your right,
that would be
equal. We're trying to find equal
ground.
Although I don't think I'm sure the women out there would agree. Gaining 20 pounds. I don't understand how you think that I could this. I don't get how you think I could put on 20 pounds.
I don't know, but I'd be there for it.
It's just an awful, awful thought. Let's move off this, please. Anyway, how do we get on this? I don't want to talk about
it. We're talking about that sweet ass.
You're like, I'm missing that sweet ass. I got that white girl cracker ass I'm banging up again.
You don't have a small, you don't have, it's not like you have no ass at all. I mean, it's a great ass.
It's not, I say.
But it's not that 10 pounds. I'm not an ass guy, but I do, I mean, like she said, I got some pretty controversial, tastes.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. You like me thin.
Well,
you like me with 10 pounds.
Yeah, so I like athletic chicks, absolutely. So I had a previous friend of mine. She, I mean, literally was a bikini competitor. So six-pack abs and, you know, I mean, I know a lot of guys who, you know, well, fuck you if you can't handle a chick that's in better shape than you. But so, I mean, six-pack abs and, you know, she didn't have, like, man arms, you know. But, I mean, biceps and quads. And, I mean, you know, a really, you know, she went to the gym a fuck ton. And, you know, that's what she did. And so, yeah, I found that extremely attractive. I mean, I'm former Marine Corps and everything. So, I got enough masculinity and testosterone overload that I can deal with that. It doesn't bother me none. But yeah.
But then you like something, so you like that, which is very, very, that's kind of an athletic extreme for a woman.
Yeah, it's an extreme. It's almost impossible.
Right. Okay, exactly. And yeah. Then you also like.
Oh, yeah. I like a lady with curves, too. I like a feminine feet. I mean,
yeah.
You got to like a feminine thing.
Of course.
I mean, and that's what.
I think I have a feminine body.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Without having a lot of junk in my trunk.
Yeah, and that's the California bullshit built up in your head. So.
You think I should have more junk
in my trunk. Yeah, come down south and we'll feed you steak and cheeseburgers. So.
Okay. Oh, that's... Okay, I'm going to have to sell... I am going to out myself. And you know what?
No.
No. I'm going to out myself.
Hold on. Oh, damn it. I was going to use that against
that's
you.
That's right. Well, you're not going to be able to right now because I'm going to out it right now. Here we go. So I don't eat meat. Everyone knows this. I don't eat meat. I'm vegetarian.
But
the only time I want to eat meat and miss meat is when I'm around Cowboy Ann because he eats so much fucking meat. And so the other day, he's eating a cheeseburger.
Oh, not just any cheeseburger.
It was damn fucking good. I still like this. I mean, I just don't. I never didn't like the taste of meat. I just. Decided to stop eating because I didn't like the, you know, I didn't want to kill animals. Okay, there we go. I'll leave it at that. I don't need you to jump in, Mr. Cattle owner, blah, blah. Okay. Stop it. But the other day he's eating this cheeseburger and I look over at him and he has grease on the corner of his mouth. And I like, all of a sudden I'm just like, oh my God, look at that fucking grease. His cheeseburger's like on his mouth. The grease was just like all around his mouth. So I I leaned in and I'm like, kiss me. And I just kissed that greasy face and I got a taste of it. And I was like, yum.
She literally licked the cheeseburger off my face.
I licked the cheeseburger grease off of his face in public and it was damn good. So he was going to use that against me.
I was going to rat her out.
You were going to rat me out to my friends.
I was.
You were going to try to expose me.
I was.
But now I've played that card, so you can't take it off the table.
I'll just get you drunk and feed you ribeye.
Ew, no. Stop it. Just, oh, hey, yeah. I'd rather have that than donuts. You don't.
That's not deal. Okay. No, ribeyes are cheap for me.
We didn't make a deal. We didn't.
Oh,
make
yeah.
A deal. No.
Deal. We didn't make a deal. I can do ribeyes. I got a ranch. The donuts I got to buy. I can.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll take care of Clarabelle and feed you all the ribeyes you want.
I know. Okay. Forget. We're not doing that. Okay. All right. I take it back. Maybe a donut. No. Okay. Okay. Now, here's another question. Switching gears again. I told you somebody asked me how far would I go? And again, I had answered, you know, there's so many areas to go. I don't know. You know, I really
pretty far probably.
But how far are you willing to push me? That's the big question.
So pretty much you're asking how fucked up is Cowboy Inn?
That's correct. How fucked up is Cowboy Inn?
Cowboy Inn is pretty fucked up.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Pretty fucked up. So the problem.
But you know, there's some fucked up things I don't like.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's fucked up things that I don't like either. Yeah. But for the most part, the only thing that stops anything is consent. So at the point when it's no longer consent, then yeah, you're in danger. So if somebody wants it and they consent to it, then that means it's okay. And I mean, if you give me permission, it's pretty much, it's going to fucking happen. So.
Please preface that with a context and something like concrete, like how far do you want to push me? Just you don't have to give away the whole thing, but people want to know. And since I don't have the answer for myself personally, maybe you can tell them maybe it's something you have in your head or like would like to see me do X.
Well, you've got your own boundaries. So,
but you would like to see me do X.
Well, again, you have your own boundaries that are built in that are going to stop you. So like with marks and bruises and stuff. So you have, I mean, obviously nothing on the face. Most people don't do that on the face or anything. But like with your ass, you have certain contractual reasons why you can't do that. And the same thing with, you know, because I'm not the only fellow around. So there's a lot of things that are difficult to explain to the other guys. And yeah, so there's those restrictions because you would go a lot further in those aspects. I mean, that's already been proven. You would go further in that.
I got some new bruises right now.
Oh, that's just from me grabbing. That's just a grip.
That's just grabbing. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, that's just. But like rope wise, I mean, so rope gets cool. I mean, it can get really hot. The type of rope bondage I do is pretty much restrictive and in the moment, and it's quick ties. It's body harnesses or restriction ties, wrist cuffs, things like that. You know, so they're quick. They take 5 to 10. Well, when you practice them, you know. I mean, most people aren't going to come out, you know, and doing them that quick. But 5 to 10 seconds for pretty much most everything I do. It's
5 to 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Or minutes?
To tie it. Not that you're in it. I'm talking about just to do it real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to tie it. And then you'll be in it for, You're in it for a lot longer, 5 or 10 minutes. You're in it for like an hour, hour and a half sometimes. Yeah. It depends on the tie too. But most stuff I do is just restrictive or consequence bondage, which is like if you try to move.
You've done that before. I remember that.
Yeah.
Remember that when you strapped me to the floor?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So consequence.
I don't think I ever talked about that.
No, consequence bondage is where you do a tie, and then if a certain movement causes, it's a chain of effect. So it'd be like, so you have the ankles tied together, and then you would pull the ankles up to where there would be a rope tied to like a ponytail. So if you wanted to bring the feet down, then you would have to bend the head back. If you want to bring the head down, you have to bring the feet up, things like that. Or you can do it to where, you know, you could do a crotch rope on the body harness. So if you wanted to try to stand up straight, it would cause more pressure on the clit. Or, I mean, just there's infinite possibilities to it, you know. So, but anyway, that's consequence bondage is what that is. Every action causes a reaction, so.
But the question I was trying to get you to answer was,
well, until you get rid of your innate boundaries, it can't really push you too far.
No. I didn't ask what my boundaries were. What I asked was, what would you just give one little teaser thing. What would you like to see me do that I haven't done?
Oh. So you mean you want me to answer the question I've been asking you for 6 months? So you want me to pick the path?
Just one thing. I said one thing. You don't have to give away the farm. Just one.
Oh, I don't want to give away the farm.
Well, I know you won't. We'd be talking until the fucking cows come home in circles. But pick one thing. One little thing.
That I want to push you on?
That you want to see me do, but I haven't done yet. An area I just haven't gone into yet.
That's a pretty good question. That you haven't done yet.
Well, I mean, I haven't done it. Maybe it's not an area I haven't. Maybe I've gone to a certain level, but you know, is there one thing that just, you know, like you'd be like, that I want to do this, this, and this, but definitely this.
Well, the only thing we really haven't done is like traditional type BDSM positions.
What are those?
Exactly. Getting all excited.
I'm like, what?
Well, it's like they're just different positions, like inspection and things that.
We haven't done that.
No, we haven't done any of those. But, you know, 2 years ago, you weren't ready for that either. So,
No.
So, after that's pretty much to do those kind of things. It's like we get tune up Saturday, then we get rebuild Sunday, and then we got fun day Monday.
I thought it was jack off Sunday.
Yeah, jack off Sunday, rebuild Monday. Yeah. You know, almost there Tuesday, right. Fun day Wednesday, and then we can work on positions on Thursday.
Yeah.
But, you know, but to me, like normally I have a lot of toys and stuff, but to me, the positions like that go hand in hand with bondage. I mean, and then some of those positions too, the reason I don't really focus on them is because most of that shit's fucking egotistical. You know, some people they like the slave lifestyle. They like to be absolutely ordered every finite movement that they do. That's fine. And then sometimes people just like it for a little bit in play just to kind of get into the scene mood and then move away from it. And, you know, so it all depends. I don't like a lot of slave play. I've had a slave partner before, and that person pretty much exhausted me on it 100% because I just don't just not really my flavor. So,
yeah.
But, you know, I like a woman with a brain, you know, and it's not the fight or anything. It's not like, hell yeah, I conquered this or that, you know, but it's working to a position to where that the person wants to be in a submissive point. Not that the person wants to be submissive, but the person wants to be in a submissive point and that you gave them a reason to be. You know, just because you say that you're a dom and then they're going to automatically be a submissive has nothing to do with it. When we started this, it wasn't BDSM was talked about, but you, like you said, you had no, you never really practiced it. So you had no idea what it was or anything. And so it wasn't like,
but you also knew that I was pretty, I was a
big
old type. Well, I was open, but I was also like, you knew when you met me, I was a big old type A.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But every type A, see, and that's another misconception. Everybody's like, well, every type A wants to be secretly dominated. So.
I don't think so.
No, not at all. Like, I'm pretty fucking type A.
Yeah.
And yeah. And there's,
yeah, no,
I can pretty much promise you. I mean, I can play a little bit into the submissive side, but you can look in my eyes and know that inside the next 10 minutes, as soon as we break this roll, I'm fixing to fuck your world up because it's just, I mean,
I know I can't even, it's hard for me to even get you to just, I can't even, some things I can't even joke with you about. It's like, you're just like, they have that serious, like,
that's just my face. What's wrong with my face?
You have resting bitch face the time.
Well, I mean, you know, four tours and all that. I mean, I'm not.
No.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. It's either, it's on off. So it's either, it's like, either I'm just standing there, which is my normal face, which evidently is.
It's not friendly.
Yeah, not friendly and rather intimidating. I mean, I'm 6'6", 200 pounds, so. Most people are like, holy shit, get away from that asshole. And then there's the having a good time, you know, which is obviously smiling and cutting up, you know. And but I don't know. I mean, when, like I said, type A's, yeah, flip a coin. You can find that some want to be dominated in ways, one shape, form, or fashion, you know, especially because of fucking TV, people tend to think that type A males secretly want some bitch walking around on them with stiletto heels. And that's not the case. Some of, you know, obviously.
Sometimes they do.
I mean, I know many people in lifestyle that are that way. I know some guys that I would have lost my entire life earnings betting against, and they're the kind of person that, yeah, that's what they want, which is, that's them, that's perfectly fine. But
same thing for a woman, though. I mean, sometimes that's what you want. You want,
I find it more prolific with females. Type A females do want it, but not because of, like, they're tired of doing, you know, they're tired of working during the day and then they want to come home and different, just because of, I mean, the more or less the quote unquote nature's order. So like they just want to come home and not be type A. They just want to come home and be the woman instead of having to deal with, you know, somebody else's bullshit. So, some people that role doesn't go too far. Some people find that they like to go pretty far with that role. So it all depends on, you know, obviously on that person.
But did we say? Did you say?
No, I didn't.
Let me finish.
I didn't say what area I want to push or see you venture into more.
Can you say that? I'm asking, just, it's, there could be a lot. Just maybe just reveal one.
I did. I mean, I said the, I cheated. I was like, we'll do the submissive positions. That's my, that's my white flag.
Okay.
So.
That's your white flag. Yeah. That's your white flag. That's your half-ass answer.
Yeah, but I don't think, it's not going to do much for either one of us.
Well.
To see you on your knees, palms up, sitting erect. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to do shit for you.
So why won't you tell the real deal?
Because you won't tell me what you want to try to explore.
That's not true.
She's lying.
No, he's lying.
and tell the people what direction.
I've told you.
I'm listening.
I've told you.
Tell me.
We don't want to go round and round with this.
Not just tell me. I saw. Just tell me.
I have told you.
I'm listening.
I'm gonna do my. I'm gonna do my cowboy and speak. I done told you.
That was close. That's pretty good. We don't say you. We say yeah, but that's fine.
I done told you.
There you go. Now we're getting there. I gotta slow it down.
I done told you.
There we're getting.
I done told you, cowboy and.
I done told you. You got to hang around for it.
Oh, slow. The slow speak.
Slow speak.
Well, obviously you're not going to say.
No.
That's not fair. People want to know. It's. I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for the people.
I done told you peer pressure doesn't work.
That wasn't slow enough.
I done told you.
There you go.
Peer pressure doesn't work.
Well, shit. All right. I don't know if we need to cover anything else. If I think of it, maybe we'll just do another one tomorrow. Let me see. Do I have any last burning questions? Other than the only thing I'm thinking about right now is I really, really, really have to pee again.
Yeah, we drank a lot.
How many times do I pee a day?
A lot.
Do you figure? The last thing we should mention.
Oh my.
This was last night.
Oh.
How much water? How much? How much? Cowboy. Okay. We're on a king. Is this a king bed?
Yes.
Okay. We're on a king bed. And Cowboy N made me squirt so many times last night. First of all, I didn't even know that a human body could hold that much water, let alone have a just it. The volume, the sheer volume. There were times when he was making me squirt. I swear, it felt like a garden hose had been turned on and it was now coming out of my vagina. It was going everywhere, on the floor, on the bed. When he was done, there wasn't enough dry spots on the bed. I said to him, holy shit, we're going to have to crowd to one end of the bed. And we literally almost slept on top of each other on this king bed.
It was kind of nice.
It wasn't even, I know, there wasn't even the room for like, it wasn't even a twin bed anymore. It had gone down to half a twin.
Yeah.
Literally, don't you think?
Oh yeah, the bed was wrecked.
It was, the amount of surface area we had left was very small. And now the only thing to come out of that is I've learned like, okay, if we were ever trapped in a really small space, we could still sleep.
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah. Well, she doesn't like to admit it, but she does like to cuddle. So,
only when forced.
Yeah, only when forced. Yes.
No, I do like to. I am a cuddler.
Oh yeah, she is.
Why do you think I don't like to admit that I like to cuddle?
You try to act tough sometimes.
I don't try to act tough. I am a selective cuddler. That's the thing.
Well, I'll take that title then.
There you go. You've made it to the. You've been selected.
Yeah, I've been selected. So now I've been selected, and I'm supposedly the warm fuzzy fucking slippers.
You're the warm fuzzy. You're both. Oh, just yeah. I think that's fair because you said you like skinny me, and you like me with 10 pounds. So you like a booty, and you like a white girl cracker ass on me. So there we go.
Yeah.
I like your hard, tough cowboy N ways, and then I like you as my warm, fuzzy slippers.
Mm.
It's the best of both worlds. There we go. All right, well, I think that about wraps it up because I'm about ready to pee right now on this bed. We don't need any more liquid on this bed.
No.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening, and maybe we'll have another, you never know, in the next few months, maybe we'll have another Cowboy Inn podcast.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.